91X News.
It's 9 degrees and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Brock Butler. Belleville City Council has gone $10,000 over its budget for the integrity commissioners to date this year. City Council has budgeted $25,000 for the use of the integrity commissioner and has now spent more than $35,000 on the service. Ryan Pettigrew has the story.
The total expenses for the Commissioner of Integrity this year so far include investigating a conflict of interest complaint, a code of conduct review, and 7 private opinions given to councillors. At last night's meeting, Councillor Pat Culhane raised concern over council members costing the taxpayers by using the commissioner to air out issues they may have with other councillors instead of simply talking with them face to face.
When I came to this table, I expected a certain degree of maturity in terms of the way adults would interact with other adults. It has always been my practice, if I have an issue, to take it directly to the person that I have the issue with and attempt to resolve it.
Mayor Mitch Panchuk says that when he put forward the motion to hire an integrity commissioner during council's previous term, he did not expect to end up with councillors bringing investigations against each other. He said 2 of the 7 requests for private opinions this year were his and urged the others who got opinions to be open about those requests as well, so the public knows why the money is being spent. Councillor Ryan Williams said 3 of the opinions from the commissioner were on issues he asked about and that he is unapologetic because they were related to his personal business ventures and he was seeking advice to avoid any conflict of interest. Councillor Sean Kelly said overspending on the integrity commissioner needs to stop and that taxpayers will decide before the next municipal election how they feel about it. Councillor Paul Carr said there's one surefire way to stop the overspending.
Most inexpensive way to get it to stop is just follow the rules.
Ryan Pettigrew, QNET News, Belleville.
Mayor and council members were on hand at the Field and Ability today to accept a donation from the Belleville's Lions Club. Logan Summers has the story.
Check to cover the cost of the scoreboard in the amount of $11,072.99.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
A group of about 15 people gathered under the Fields of Ability scoreboard as the Lions Club president, Larry Brown, hands over a check to the mayor of Belleville. The money will go towards improving the Field of Ability. The field gives people with disabilities a safe place where they can play sports such as baseball, basketball, and more. Here's Larry Brown.
Once people see the smiles on those kids' faces while they're running around the ball diamond, it'll be great for Belleville.
After the Lions Club and council members gather for a photo, Second Vice President Jim Chanda says the field is something worth donating to.
It's a good cause. That's what the Lions is all about, doing a lot of good cause for charity.
Construction of the project will pause during winter and pick back up in spring, but the field is already well on its way to completion. Logan Summers, QNET News, Belleville.
Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe says he's pleased negotiators were able to reach a tentative settlement in the CN rail strike. The deal was announced this morning, but details have not been released. Moe says even though the strike is over, there are lingering backlogs in commodity shipments out of the province.
We're behind, and you know, now we'll have discussions with the federal ministers on, you know, is there an opportunity for us to continue with some of our summer capacity a little longer into the winter.
Rail traffic across Canada is expected to start rolling again early tomorrow morning. Teachers in Ontario's public elementary and high schools have started administrative work to rule campaigns to put pressure on the government at the bargaining table. They have stopped attending certain meetings and won't take part in standardized testing or put comments on report cards. Their unions say the services teachers are withdrawing won't affect the student learning. Toronto police say they are investigating in a third incident involving a man allegedly pouring feces onto strangers. Constable Allison Douglas Cook says the most recent one happened last night on a street in the downtown core. She says the incident are connected, but it appears that the suspect is hitting random targets.
I'm not seeing a consistency with any one group being targeted, and that includes gender or race or anything at this point.
Douglas Cook is asking members of the public to come forward if they have any information on the case. It appears if someone in Belleville is not yet in the Christmas spirit. Police are investigating two incidents at two houses where residents told police their Christmas lights had been vandalized 2 days apart. Police say the investigation is still continuing. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has set a date next week to take over the impeachment probe of U.S. President Donald Trump. Jackie Quinn reports.
Wednesday, December 4th, the House Judiciary Committee will hold its first impeachment hearing on the question of high crimes and misdemeanors spelled out in the Constitution. Aides tell the Associated Press the hearing will feature legal experts who will examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment. This hearing comes as the House Intelligence Committee is expected to submit its report on President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and the withholding of military aid. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
That's QNET News on 91X2 407. Sports is next.
Mother Nature here. This year, give your family the gift of nature, a gift that makes a real difference. When you purchase 2 acres lovingly preserved by Quinte Conservation, you'll receive an annual conservation area parking pass. 100% of the proceeds will support the Conservation Authority's local natural spaces. And as a bonus, take home one of the plush forest friends for free. Perfect for a Christmas stocking. Visit quinteconservation.ca today or call 968-3434. This holiday, give something that gives back to nature.
In sports, the Leafs had a busy past week with the change of with a change in leadership and two wins coming after a long losing streak. Now, more news about the former coach Mike Babcock has surfaced. Logan Summers has the story.
Oh, good shift here for the Matthews line, and he fires and scores!
The Leafs beat the Colorado Avalanche 5-3 on Saturday night, making it their second win in a row since Sheldon Keefe took over the position of head coach, replacing Mike Babcock after he was fired last Wednesday. Many say his firing came as no surprise. The Leafs lost 6 in a row before he was sacked. Now more details about what it was like to be coached by Babcock are surfacing. According to The Athletic, a sports news outlet, Babcock mistreated his former rookie players. Reportedly asked Mitch Marner, the Leafs' young star, to rank his fellow teammates according to who was the hardest working and who was the laziest. Babcock is said to have done this because he believed Marner wasn't working hard enough. After Marner compiled the list, the Athletic reporter Babcock showed it to the rest of the team. The team is said to have been furious with Babcock afterwards. It's being reported that it's not the first time Babcock did this to a rookie player. Some local fans are divided about how the Leafs should move forward.
I personally think they should bring back Babcock and be like, you know, let him do his thing. You know, maybe get rid of some of our GMs and see how that plays out this year.
Going forward, I hope they have a plan on hiring a coach that fits their goals and vision for the team. So maybe that's where he was lacking.
So far, Babcock hasn't responded to The Athletic story. Logan Summers, QNET News, Belleville.
The Leafs' next game is against the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow. Calgary Flames general manager Brad Treliving says head coach Bill Peters is still on the team's staff for now. Peters is being investigated by the NHL and the Flames for allegations he directed racial slurs on a player 10 years ago.
Bill has not been relieved of his duties. We are continuing this ongoing investigation right now. We hope to have this completed quickly, but it's got to be thorough.
Thousands of Winnipeggers in blue and gold crowded downtown streets today to celebrate the end of a Green Cup drought that lasted almost 3 decades. Fans cheered as a parade of trucks carrying the Blue Bombers football team and the silver trophy made their way from the historic portage and main intersection to Forks tourist site. Barry Kaplis says the win means a lot to the city.
I think it's energized the city, made people warmer. It connected us more. I think we really needed this. Like, we're on the downside before this, and now we're on the upside. I think the energy's positive. The mayor's happy. The police are happy about this. The premier's happy. Like, it's great for the city.
This is the Bombers' first championship since 1990. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. For the forecast for tomorrow, or for Belleville, tonight will drop to 2 degrees with increasing clouds and a 30% chance of rain. Environment Canada has issued a warning for Prince Edward County tomorrow as winds are expected to be around 60 kilometers per hour and a gust as high as 90. Tomorrow in Belleville will raise to 90 degrees and be rainy and cloudy in the morning. It's 411, it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. I'm Brock Butler, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.